Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
New York, about 180 miles to the west, the Saugerties Police Department said in a statement on Tuesday. At the time, police believed her biological parents, Kimberly Cooper, 33, and Kirk Schultes Jr., 32, abducted her, they said. The couple did not have custody of the girl, police. On Monday, police said they received a tip about the girl's whereabouts and obtained a search warrant. They said they went to the girl's grandfather's house, where they searched for about an hour before locating the child hidden in a makeshift room under a closed staircase leading to the basement. Upon removing the step boards, the girl and her mother were found hiding in the dark and wet enclosure. Paisley was taken to police headquarters, where paramedics examined her, police told the Daily Freeman, the community's local newspaper. The girl was in good health and released to her local legal guardian. Police arrested her parents and said the girl's grandfather, Kirk Schultes, 57, parents and the grandfather. They faced charges of custodial interference and endangering the welfare of a child. Police said they interviewed Kirk Schultes Jr. several times since the girl went missing. He maintained he had no knowledge of her location and told officers he hadn't seen the child. So, this is wild. It's really, really weird to me because the girl wasn't living under the stairs, it doesn't sound like. It sounds like that was where they were hiding from the cops. But either way, I just found this to be a really interesting story because the parents of the child are not the people who have custody of the child, but they don't talk about it. So I'm very curious what was going on there. All right. Well, talking about keeping an eye on things, this is a disturbing story that I think is a great way to end things. Bionic eyes. Obsolete tech leaves patients in the dark. That's right. Hundreds of people. There's about 300 or so people in the world with this implant. Hundreds of people who had retinal implants to improve their sight face an uncertain future as the technology they rely on is now obsolete. Second Sight stopped making its Argus II bionic eyes several years ago to focus on a brain implant instead. According to IEEE Spectrum, which broke the story, it is now hoping to merge with a biopharmaceutical firm which does not make implants. Second Sight was contacted by the BBC but has not yet responded. So chief executive of Nano Precision Medical, which Second Sight is planning to merge, told BBC it would consider the issues raised by IEEE once the merger, scheduled for mid-2022, was completed. I do intend to make this one of our priorities if and when I assume my leadership position in the combined company. According to Second Sight's website, its Argus II offers life-changing benefits for those with the implant, including enjoying mobility and independence. Our mission is to develop neurostimulation technology to enhance the lives of blind individuals while supporting our current users, it says. The report says that Second Sight actually discontinued these implants in 2019. It says the firm nearly went out of business in 2020 and is now concentrating on a brain device called the Orion, which provides artificial vision while providing only limited support to the 350 or so who have implants. So, this is wild. It's very exciting because you're like, wow, blind people can see. Basically, what they do is they put an implant on your eye. It takes a few hours, and it's followed by post-op training to help users interpret the signals from their devices. The system is an implant with special glasses, a built-in camera, a video processing unit that's attached around the wearer's waist. The camera on the glasses sends video to the VPU, which converts the images to patterns of black and white pixels and sends them back to a responder in the glasses, which in turn beams them wirelessly to an antenna on the outside of the eye. So, very, very cool. It's clever and innovative tech, which has taken decades to create and wasn't cheap, estimated at around $150,000, excluding surgery and post-surgery training. So just wild. And then it's crazy because it's like it's this closed source thing and it's like, oh, sorry, we're out of business. Good luck. And you got this you got antiquated implants and robotech in your brain or in your head. Very wild. Very wild. Anyway, the only other news story to talk about is Tim Cook is facing shareholder controversy because he's getting paid $99 million. He's the CEO, and he has a fortune of $2.3 billion. Blah, blah, blah. Same thing. Rich people stuff. All right. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, and thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow, probably recorded because of the stupid team meeting. Anyway, bye-bye.
I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then. UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is December the 29th, 2022. And it is 1900 UTC, just like I said in the recording. It is, well, just the next to last show for the year of 2022. We've been doing the show for a while. Yesterday was the 600th live episode, which was pretty exciting. So today...
7.